Hometown Family Radio, Jesse Stevens, along with Josh Keenports, and we got a special guest today.
Yes, we do, and, well, coming in from Nashville.
That's right. Janelle Grace, thank you for being with us on the radio this morning. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you guys doing?
Well, we're doing wonderful. Janelle Grace, give some a little bit of background. An up-and-coming person that's been doing a little singing and a little songwriting, a little bit of everything in Nashville. She, of course, is hometown is North Platte, Nebraska, so you're kind of a transplant to Nashville. Give us kind of a quick little recap of what things have been going on for you as you're following your music career.
I moved here to Nashville in 2011, and I have a new album that was released based on my experiences I've been through.
To go through and pick up and decide, hey, I'm going to move to Nashville. What is that process like, and what was really that trigger point for you?
I came on vacation out here and had the time of my life. I just felt like Nashville was calling me to move here, and there was a purpose for me out here.
I know a couple of the opportunities you had early on were Galaxy of Stars, Talent Search. You placed well in that, and the one in Kearney, Nebraska. Also competed in several of the Nebraska competitions, including Colgate Country Showdowns, True Value Showdowns. Tell us about that process and how that got you to the next level.
Yeah, that was wonderful experiences for me. When I started competing and singing in contests, that really opened up the doors for me as far as being prepared for Nashville, Tennessee, and what Nashville had to offer in the music industry. And I'm grateful that I did pursue those talent contests that I was in, because it just prepared me for the next level, which was in Nashville.
You've always had kind of that can-do attitude, and so when it comes to putting out some of these new songs, what's one that you're most proud of, probably?
I have a lot of ones that I'm proud of. The one I'm most proud of is, and the one that touches me the most, and I want to touch other people with, the title of my album. It's called You Can Overcome, and it's the last song on the album. It's a 10-song album, and the songs are in order of events of what I've been through. So initially, the concept is, you know, telling my story, and then the last song is You Can Overcome. So that is a very strong song. It's a very touching song, and it really helped with, you know, going through trials and tribulations and just giving that positive message that no matter what you're going through, you'll be able to overcome it.
All right. So is it all right if we go ahead and play that song?
Absolutely. That'd be wonderful.
So we'll play that. And if folks would like to learn more about your story, what's a digital means to be able to do so?
My album is available on iTunes and Spotify. All digital platforms is where it's available. We also released with the hard copy, we released a DVD CD package. So there is a DVD with my project, which is available on my website, and it's also viewable on my homepage on my website if you want to watch the backstory behind my music.
We'll play that, and if folks would like to learn more about you, go to the website. That is www.jdgrace.net. You can find her all over Facebook and all the social medias, too. Janelle Grace, originally from North Platte, and thanks for being with us this morning. Wish you a lot of luck for the and a lot of success for the project, and we hope next time you're down in this neck of the woods, you come by the studio, okay?
Well, thank you so much for having me. You guys have a great day in good old Nebraska.
That's right, good old Nebraska.
Janelle Grace joining us from Nashville this morning on Hometown Family Radio.